Hello.
Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call for customer support. How can I help?
Yes, my name is Heather Dick. It's going to be hard to explain. I had gotten an email from Kohl's, because I have a Kohl's account, saying that I could get the cooker from you guys and just have to pay shipping if I did a survey through Kohl's. So I did it, and at the end of that, I punched in my information to pay for the shipping, and it said it was denied due to my credit card, that my credit card thought it was like a fake thing or something. I'm not quite sure. So I went ahead and I filled out this code, it said, and I redid it. It said it still wouldn't accept it. So I figured it didn't happen. Well, then I got, like, a few days later, another email saying from Kohl's, second chance, if you want to do the survey, you can do this again. And I assume that since I had did the code thing through my credit card, that it must have accepted it, and that's why I could try it. So I did it again. Well, now I'm actually going over my credit card bills, and I realize it took out the, I think it was 7-something or 6-something for the shipping for the one, but then it also charged me again full price for another one. And I didn't want the other one. It's just it kept saying that it wasn't going through, so that's why I attempted it again. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Can I have your zip code so I can look over the account?
45344.
Four, five, three, five, four?
No, 45344.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Your first and last name?
Heather Dick, D-I-X.
Heather.
Dick, D-I-X.
Can you verify your address for security purposes?
2680 Quail Ridge Drive, New Carlisle, Ohio.
Thank you for that. And can you hold while your account pulls up?
I'm sorry, I can't barely hear you.
Can you hold while your account pulls up?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here waiting for your account to pull up.
Okay. Are you guys having problems with your systems today? Because I've been having problems.
Yes, ma'am.
It must be, like, all over.
Okay, ma'am, I do see where you went online and you applied for the, you made an entry for the cookware set.
Yeah.
And you were full, you were charged for a price because you didn't cancel within 48 hours.
Wait a minute, what now? So, what? Okay, because there was two of them. Did you see them both? The one that was the shipping charge first?
No, ma'am, I just see one.
Okay, well, it's on there. Go back a few days.
And when it pulls up your account, it pulls up everything you ever ordered with us, and it's only one.
I got it on here. I can snap it and send it to you if you'd like.
We can't accept emails or send emails.
What about text? I'm saying there is two, because I originally was going after the one for the shipping price because it was such a good deal. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm getting at. I didn't know it was done again.
Well, ma'am, on my end, it only shows one, and you paid that $67.32 because you didn't cancel, but I can't have you cancel now.
I didn't cancel because I didn't know about it. But like I said, if you guys give me away, I can send you the proof to show you what I'm talking about. It's got the same exact name on it and everything. It's just a few days later. I'm looking at it right now on my credit card thing on my phone. It's for $7.95. It was supposed to be the shipping charge.
Okay, and I see that one. That was just for shipping and handling. That's it. And then when you did it, yes, and when you didn't count, it's not another time you was charged debt because you didn't cancel. It's the same thing.
What? No, you're not. I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. I wouldn't have done it again if I would have thought that it didn't go through the first time. It was a survey through my Kohl's. All I had to do was fill it out, and then after I filled it out, they offered me this deal for $7.95 to pay for shipping only. When I put my information in, it said it did not accept it because of my credit card. My credit card thought it was a fraud thing. So then they sent me a code thing, and I tried to do it. It didn't go through. Well, then a few days later, I got another text from Kohl's saying second chance, and it gave me the same situation. So I assumed I was doing the same thing because my credit card had gotten the code and it had accepted it at that point. I would have never done it twice, but the shipping and I wouldn't have got charged shipping and handling separately. It would have been all in the same thing. Is it making sense now?
Yes, ma'am, but it's only one on my end.
I'm telling you, it's total different days. I can, like I said, if you give me a way to show it to you, it's November 28th was the $7.95, and then December 3rd it shows $67.32. I wouldn't have paid shipping and handling and then reorder it and get another charge for the whole thing. It would have been at the same time. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Oh,
but there's no way that you could send it to us. We don't accept text messages, emails.
So what do you guys do in these cases? You just let it go and the customer gets pretty much screwed over?
We only do...
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
You said we only do and then it went dead again. All right, how do I speak to someone else then? How can I come up with a manager or something? There's got to be some way to work this out. This is kind of ridiculous.
I can give you a 35% refund, but that's the best that I can do.
Why does it keep going dead? After you talk, it goes silent.
Because I'm putting you on mute. I'm done talking, I just put you on mute.
Okay, then. Okay. So, 35% discount. Okay, so then you're trying to say on your side there's only one that's being shipped to me?
If you win it, it'll be something. If not, it's not going to be.
Nothing's being shipped to you. You're in a contest. Say that. Nothing's being shipped
to you. Nothing's being sunk to you. You're in a contest.
Nothing's being what? I can't hear you.
Nothing's being sent to you. You're in a contest.
A contest? So then what is it for? I don't get it. There was nothing said anything about a contest on what I went through.
You're in a contest to win an iron pot.
A contest to win it, but I had to pay the whole thing?
Yes, ma'am, because you didn't cancel.
You know, I could hear the other person laughing. That's why you're muting me. That's not very nice. I need to speak to someone else. Hello?
Ma'am.
How can I speak to someone else? Do you have a manager I can speak with?
No, ma'am. We all have the same protocol.
Is this a gimmick place? Is that what's going on?
This is a call.
Is that why I'm trying to deny it?
This is a call center.
I get it's a call center, but they have call centers at the places where they take your money.
I can give you a 50% refund.
A 50%. Yeah, go ahead and give me that 50%. I would like to have your name so I know who I'm talking to.
Shay, S-H-A-Y.
I'm getting a pen. I was not expecting this. I've never heard of such stuff. Do you have a last name?
Washington.
All right. What is the actual name of the place that I'm speaking to? The company you work for? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. I'm trying to get you refunded and notated. Can you hold, please?
I guess so.
I have you refund $3,366. That'll be in your account in 35 business days. Also have you canceled. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
It was how much was the discount? Three what?
30, hold on, 3,366.
All right. And you say you do not have no managers or anybody else above you that I can speak to?
Correct.
All right. I guess that's all you're going to do for me.
Thank you for calling customer support.